The late A. Bartlett Giamatti was president of baseball's National League for the 1987 and 88 seasons and served as baseball commissioner from April to September of this year. A posthumous collection of his writing about our passion for sports has just been published. Book critic John Leonard has a review of Take Time for Paradise.
Bart Giamatti had been commissioner of Major League Baseball for just 6 months when he died so suddenly. He was mourned, and not only on the sports pages, with that passion we reserve for heroes snatched from us before their time, like JFK and Pope John the 23rd, mourned with that excess of sentiment we summon up for everything that might have been. His gift was to make us feel that our love for the game was intellectually respectable. He'd been, after all, a Renaissance scholar, the author of books on Spencer's Fairy Queen and the modern university, a president of Yale. But he was also a Red Sox fan. That such a man, so steeped in the liberal arts of Western culture, took baseball seriously enough to make it his career, satisfied and gratified and dignified our simple enthusiasms. Sports writers especially were made to feel that they were poets. Take Time for Paradise is a series of lectures Giamatti delivered at the University of Michigan. It's very dignified. Witty and learned, quoting Aristotle, Shakespeare, Dante, Milton, Horace, Pindar, Blake, Thoreau and Dickens, Old Persian, Ancient Hebrew, and Jane Austen, it looks at sport as leisure, opposed to work. Sport as sacred ceremony, like religion. Sport as artifact, like the city. Sport as ritual, theater, community, radiance, art, and freedom. An occasion, he says, when pure energy and pure order create an instant of complete coherence. Odysseus, we are reminded, cheated in the funeral games near the end of the Iliad. Jogging, he says, is antisocial, the American androgene chasing good health. It is not civic or communal. No city comes of it. Baseball, as you'd expect, is Giamatti's favorite occasion of coherence. He calls it the most strenuously nostalgic of all our sports. Narrative and romance. America's plot. An epic of exile and return. A vast communal poem about separation, loss, and the hope for reunion. Oddly enough, it's on baseball that he's least persuasive. I don't see why baseball is any more epic than the Super Bowl narrative or the loneliness of the long-distance runner. When he goes on about the geometry of the game, squares, circles, parabolas, and pentagrams, he sounds like some Rosicrucian hyperventilating on the numerology of pyramids. I'm not even altogether happy with his romance with baseball's language. For me, the real poetry of baseball's language is the slow curve, the intentional walk, extra innings, rain delay, stealing home. And when he tells us that baseball was the first American institution to desegregate itself in 1947, even before the U.S. Army, he seems to have forgotten about the legal and medical professions, the universities, and the halls of Congress. But then I'm sufficiently churlish to remember Giamatti's tenure as president of Yale. He was very good at raising money, and not so hot at grasping the grievances of the university's poorly paid clerical workers when they went on strike. Nor did he see any reason why Yale should divest from South Africa. How would he have handled the collective bargaining agreement between owners and players? Baseball, a boy's game against the clock, is played, thank God, by athletes instead of intellectuals. It's less complicated than the Renaissance.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, is a columnist for New York Newsday, and is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Take Time for Paradise by A. Bartlett Giamatti.